Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we converted a couple fourth downs. How many did we convert? I mean, two, and then we had penalties on a couple more. Short yards, you look at what Tyler and what Coop did with the cadence, and our guys with the cadence got him to jump maybe two other times, perhaps. Those are big, man. Those are things that we executed well. So there's a lot of good there.
So that's Harbs talking about some of the good stuff that happened on offense.
Well, hard count. It was left on the cutting room floor, but there was a point in time during Sunday afternoon where hard count would have been in the mix for a six pack.
Yeah, they did get some offside. God, the Rams a couple times.
But then the guy who was getting them the jump got benched.
Yeah.
So it didn't make the cut. And then he lost the game 17-3.
In part because the best thing he did was the hard count.
Yeah.
A year ago, weren't they dominant in the red zone? Weren't they like just an absolute wagon in short yardage? And now they're terrible. What the heck has happened?
Well, I think it starts with the offensive line, first and foremost. And then you've got a running back who's getting hit in the backfield more than he certainly was accustomed to last year. And you've got a goal-to-go offense that's averaging negative 0.55 yards before contact. And you've got 11 carries for 8 yards, and you're not expecting people to go off because it's goal to go. So you generally only need, 3 yards or less. But going in reverse is suboptimal. The play calling has been janky from going back to before Lamar got hurt. It's looked to me at times like the players haven't been fully confident in what's being called, whether it's Lamar and some of his body language as plays are coming in, or Derrick Henry outside the tackle box with the ball in his hand, seeming a little tiptoey or less than maybe fully understanding of why he's being asked to do what he's being asked to do. That's something where you a lot of times early in the year, you start to establish traits and characteristics, and they just sort of naturally build. And similarly, you struggle at a certain area, then it keeps happening and it gets magnified and your season's not going in the direction everybody thought it would. And all of a sudden it becomes a head thing, right? It becomes a mental thing and it becomes a bit of a mental block. I think though, this more than anything else is personnel. It's the five guys up front. It's the lack of a sixth or seventh guy you can really trust when you do go jumbo. It's the one injury that really matters, Ricard.
Yep.
I think it's all those things. And then Lamar also gets hurt. But I'll say this. I think Lamar's immediate return at anything close to full strength helps obviously a lot of things. I don't think it corrects. I don't think in and of itself, it corrects this. I do think this is in some people's heads, including Tom Monken. And I don't think a whole lot gets in his head, but I think this is becoming a bit of a Rubik's Cube for him.
Yeah, and the Ravens, they're 32nd in stuff percentage. And stuff is a running play that is tackled behind the line of scrimmage or no gain, negative yards. They're 32nd in those short yardage situations. And I thought it was really interesting hearing Tyler Linderbaum in the locker room following the Rams game when asked about that sequence at the 1 yard line. And he just said, well, they wanted it more.
Yeah.
Talking about the Rams. And I thought that was alarming hearing that from Tyler Linderbaum. And these type of situations with short yardage, it's all physicality. Like, that's all, like, that's the most physical play in football, because you're trying to get the 1 yard, the defense trying to stop you. You know what's coming more often than not. Guys trying to go up the gut. Like, and the Ravens have failed in that area all year long.
So let me ask you a hypothetical. You mentioned physicality. You mentioned Lamar. So let me add some physicality to Lamar. Let's say Ricard's back by the Miami game, the Thursday night. They hold him out for one more game because you got two games and 4 days. How much does he help this whole thing if he's back on the field with Lamar?
I think it definitely helps. But as big and powerful as he is, if Nope Boom's at left tackle and your guards are, they don't seem to play like they think they belong,
yeah,
let alone take the film and everything else out of it, then I still think the numbers are probably not going to work in your favor nearly as much as you would like.
I'll say this. They got a better shot of scoring on that fourth down with Ricard out there than whatever Mitchell, Payton, whatever that was. Because Ricard's going to put his body on somebody, yes, and take him down, where that guy just whiffed.
Yes. No, I mean, it helps, but...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
If 3/5 of their offensive line is janky,
they don't even think
Cleveland's a good jumbo extra tackle in an obvious run situation or short yardage situation, then that's, if we know it, the other teams know it, the other teams' coordinators know it. That's a lot to try to offset.
I'm with you on all of that, but maybe this is me being too optimistic. They can't be this inept with Patrick Ricard. Like, I'm not telling you they're going to set the world
Ricard,
on fire.
The other guy's not competent, so yeah, Ricard makes it better.
Absolutely.
But like, he's also right about the line being bad.
Yes. I think both can be true. I'm not saying they're going to convert every single short yardage situation and they're going to go from worst to first, but they can't be this inept with Ricard.
I got to think Ricard, assuming the soft tissue, he's going to be shot out of a cannon. Going to be looking to, like, probably kill people because it's been so long since he's been out on a football field.
But remember, too, Ricard was such a weapon because the way this team was built, and they could outscore everybody, and they had a defense that was competent. And so they got to play with a lead a lot. And so in the second half, they could pick which linebacker they wanted to blow up and which safety they wanted to blow up and run right at him a bunch of times. I'm not sure that that's going to be the game script we get this year, which means, you know, some of these bully games where you're getting 70 snaps on offense and Ricard's on the field for 50 plus.
Sure.
Boy, I don't know about it. I don't know that I see a whole lot of that in their future.
So then, how much better is it realistic to think this short yardage offense gets? Assuming health, assuming Lamar's there, assuming Ricard's there, how much better does this get?
I think it's something that should. I won't say correctable because again, I don't think you can over, you can. They're not fixing this offensive line on the fly. And I don't think all the answers are within. I don't think it's as simple as try this other guy guard and now, oh, Bullock, he's great. I think it's an area where they can certainly make gains. I'll say this. I feel a lot better about their ability to have a modicum of success here, more so than them all of a sudden becoming a deep passing game and Bateman having a great second half and like them becoming bombs away or like both tight ends, all this stuff or both tight ends going off in the same game. Like, no, I think a lot of that stuff is just pie in the sky. This is an area where I think they can make some gains.
Absolutely. But the other aspect, in addition to the offensive line, the starting five struggling so much from last year to this year, is you don't have that sixth offensive lineman that you trust, where last year they're going jumbo and that was effective in short yardage as well, where you don't have that extra guy this year.
You do not.
Ravens, they are in the bye week. They do not play this week. They'll play the Bears at home a week from Sunday. By the way, the Rams, you probably know this by now, but they're practicing at Camden Yards as we speak before they head out to London. Why aren't they practicing at Ravens Stadium? I don't know. Coming up next, John Harbaugh met with the media on Monday before the Ravens let the coaches talk on Tuesday. What did Harbs have to say? We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.